send us a review that you posted. Send us your address. We'll send you out a couple stickers and stuff, man, for real.
EmployeeOnePodcast@gmail.com.
Is it number or spelled?
It's a number. It's like a lowercase L. It's that kind of one.
Thank you. You're recording this, I can tell.
Yeah. I've been recording
this. Suddenly it's like he wants the reaction.
I've been recording it ever since you said the N-word.
I did not say the fucking N-word.
Ever since you said they don't know that. I know how to edit this shit.
Employee number one, the Industrial Accident Podcast, Season 4, features pointed analysis and thoughtful commentary from main guy, this guy, and that guy.
All right. Well, hey, we got a hybrid category tonight.
We better go through the names first, hadn't we?
The lead-in.
Okay, all right.
What are you...
I don't know.
Fucking...
My first night, I apologize.
The lead-in to the lead-in?
Jesus Christ. He's like those guys that come too fast.
Well,
what's that called?
We had a big earthquake today, just leave us... Yeah.
Don't fucking remind me.
Oh, yeah. Did you feel that?
What?
The earthquake?
I did feel the earthquake.
What did you think?
I thought... we live in Utah. The ground moves all the fucking time. I was like, all right.
It was a little one.
It was a little one. It just fucking...
Were like the neighborhood dogs barking and shit?
No, nothing. My dog didn't even fucking bark.
Well, that's just it. I got this Ring app. I'm getting all of a sudden my fucking phone goes nuts. Did you feel that? Was that an earthquake? Did you felt that shit? And, you know, my dogs are going nuts. I got two fucking dogs. They didn't know anything.
Yeah, I think if there's more than 10 posts... in a 10-minute period on Ring, people need to be starting to execute it.
So I don't understand. So I don't have a...
You don't have a Ring?
Like the one person in this fucking room who needs a Ring more than anybody.
The one who's actually had this house vandalized.
fucking junk cars winding up in front of their fucking house. Fucking all kinds of weird shit going on and stuff. Like,
you're
going
to catch someone standing outside your fucking front door... looking in the windows that are blocked out.
Yeah, so...
He hasn't caught me yet.
So, like, the one guy who needs a Ring more than anyone else, I'm like, I'm not doing that fucking shit.
Yeah, so it's just like, yeah. Oh, my God, did you hear that? Ooh, gunshots. Oh, was it a fucking atomic bomb? And nobody reads the other 300 posts about the same fucking thing.
Do you hear gunshots?
No, but half the people...
I was going to say, that's like the stabbings on the fucking tracks, right?
Every time someone drops something in their garage... the entire neighborhood goes, was that gunshots?
Oh, so
was that an earthquake?
So what you're telling me is Ring is nothing more than Caring Cam.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But to the nth degree, because everyone has it. Except
I don't want,
for you.
I don't want no part of it. I want no Caring Cam.
It's kind of fun, though.
I'm going to flat out be the fucking... Just, no, you've been in group chats with me. You know what kind of person I am.
No, it's great, because you're anonymous.
What?
Yeah, you're just, you could be
no.
like, yeah,
you're like
you're like neighbor 38.
Oh,
nobody's
fuck,
gonna
I'm
fucking
so up. In. We are buying a Ring tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm controlled. Oh, it's, shit, but it's, I don't speak, your neighborhood's different than mine, though. I don't speak Spanish, so I ain't gonna be able to fucking.
Well, you're gonna get them from 5 miles around. It's very therapeutic. You get to exercise a lot of demons on the Ring app, commenting on other neighbors.
Yeah, my Ring app's gonna be like the halftime show at the Super Bowl. I gotta understand a fucking word of it. I'm gonna have to come in on your fucking Ring camera.
Oh, shit. Oh, it's a hybrid show tonight. Did I mention that?
You did earlier, but then we just fucking stepped the fuck
No, that's
on
all right.
It. We stomped the shit out of it.
So I've got 6 stories with an extra 7th, maybe, if you guys are good.
Oh, boy.
But 3 have to do with one thing, and 3 have to do with the other thing.
Oh, and we're going to pick?
Yeah.
We're going to see if we can decipher your fucking...
No, I'm gonna set shit up vaguely and then say, do you think it's this one or that one? And then I'm going to try and fuck you in the ass, so it's all wrong.
I'd rather you not, considering I'm your son.
Well, you're over there. I can't fuck your ass.
Well, better not be fucking nobody's ass, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
Unless I happen to be taking a piss when the earthquake hits and I get a hard on accidentally.
You better watch the old research department. She throws some elbows.
All right.
Don't ask me how I know that. But
plus, she was throwing dildos.
No, it was elbows. Elbows. Making dolphin noises, throwing elbows.
Eh, That's your job.
That's a fucking terrible joke.
Yeah, horse's ass.
That on the Animal Planet News.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. But yeah.
Wrong blowhole. Wrong blowhole.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I gotta pull up my names. I don't know what name I decided to be tonight.
Look, I'm crying. No. Just because of the look on her fucking face. Jesus Christ.
I think from that vantage point, you could see her face.
Oh, we need some TikTok or YouTubing in here, man.
Yeah. All right.
For sure.
You're gonna blow our cover as superheroes.
Oh.
Do we really want people to know who we are?
I think we're just too ugly for TV.
I don't know. Voice for print.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, my
bad. Face for radio.
I'm cute.
You are. You're very attractive. We should have you do everything.
Cuter than a squirrel.
I didn't say I was smart.
We should make you the cover.
I just said I was cute.
Yeah, that's one thing nobody's ever said.
Hello, and welcome to Employee Number One, the Industrial Accident Podcast.
I get shitty ass fucking looks. I'm sorry. I stepped the fuck all over that again, man. But I'm over here just digging me a hole already.
I'm main guy, Nathan Higgers.
Nathan Higgers. Oh, man.
Oh. I'm joined with this guy.
Cayman Went.
And that was pretty good for him, isn't it?
That's not too shabby. Yeah.
And that was the one that your other son ref told me about.
I like it a lot.
I'm getting her drawers off.
That's not a name.
Yeah.
That's a sentence.
My name is Getting.
Getting?
I'm Getting.
Was that Dutch?
Oh, definitely. And then my last name is
Her
Drawers Off.
Her Drawers Off. Dutch Doors.
Yeah. Her Drawers Off.
Her Drawers Off.
Okay. So,
I'm Getting her drawers off.
Okay. That's pretty fucking
weird. That sounds Cajun to me.
Yeah. The research department.
Hello.
Thank you for joining and putting up with this shit.
A British accent?
I thought we needed HR Karen back.
Yeah, we needed HR Karen for this one.
Tonight's category, boats and hoes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'm down.
All right. So, as previously mentioned, we got three stories each. I'm going to try and fool you.
Oh, yeah?
But first, I need to sober up enough to click the button to find the stories and then decide which one to start with.
Pre-gaming.
Well, while you're trying to figure that out, can we take a potty break then?
All right.
Oh, early potty break for the research department here.
I need a new drink, too, so it works out.
I'm good.
Boats and hoes.
Yes.
You ready?
I sure as hell am.
Okay. Due to copyright infringements, we cannot continue the rest of this episode.
What?
Due to what?
Copyright infringement.
Okay, this first story.
Yes.
Is... okay, it's in Fort Mill, South Carolina.
Fort Mill.
But the mailing address is Pineville, North Carolina.
So it's got to be real close to the border.
Between North and South Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, you really got your thinking cap on tight tonight, huh?
Why aren't the Carolinas just one state?
I don't know.
Same with the Virginias and the Dakotas. Do we really need two of each of those fuckers?
Hey, where is South Carolina?
It's on the coast. It's on the east coast.
North Carolina.
It's just above Florida.
There you go, yeah.
It's like East Florida.
Okay, is this a story about boats or hoes?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Since there's a lot of shoreline, I'm going to go with boats.
Okay, that guy.
Boats.
This guy.
Boats.
That guy and this guy locked down.
We're going boats.
All right.
I'm going with hose.
Research department.
Oh,
going with hose.
Shit, yeah, I like a hose.
All right. In investigation number 86598.015, on or about, so the date's vague.
Yes.
June 28th, 2016.
So Juneteenth.
At 4 o'clock p.m. They got that motherfucker.
So they know the time, but they don't know the day.
Yeah. Employee number one was showing. I'm just going to read this. This is terrible English, and I don't know what happens in South or North Carolina, but.
Cousin fucking.
Employee number one was showing the foreman how to drain valves on the fuel system of a Komatsu PC360LC
Track hoe.
You want to know serial number?
No.
More than anything in my life.
A. 35011. Apple 35-0-11. Employee number one and the foreman gave the operator of the track hoe a signal. What kind of signal, you may ask?
I just gave you a signal.
Yeah. The clenched fist and X signal to stop / freeze the track hoe. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
Wakanda forever.
Yeah. The track hoe operator.
That old wrestling one. Remember the wrestlers used to do that stuff? Oh, you didn't watch that. That was a sports.
The track hoe operator stopped. Nothing else was said or shown to the track hoe operator. Nobody even wiggled their dink at the guy. Isn't that weird?
No.
Employee number one and the foreman walked around to side of track hoe and opened the doors to the fuel system of the track hoe.
Wait, so they're inspecting the everything while the driver's still in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember that vague date?
Yeah.
It was on or about?
April 28th.
Yeah. On June 28th, 2016, employee number one showed the foreman where to make sure that the track hoe had its fuel separator valve drained each day of use, where the drain tank valve was located, and to make sure this valve was drained once a week.
Well, it has to be drained daily. Why the fuck would you need to drain it once a week?
You got it, Daddy. You okay. Really picked
the
up
maintenance
on that.
Guy picked right up on that.
Yeah,
huh?
You're like a goddamn bloodhound.
All right.
Right on the scent.
Good to go.
Employee number one was on the ground next to right side rear of the tracks. The foreman was standing on top of the right side rear tracks. After several minutes, the track hoe operator started the track hoe in reverse. Well, that's a surprise.
Wait, did you get bored?
I don't know. I guess it's time to back up now. The foreman jumped and was able to jump free to the tracks. I think they meant of the track.
Yes.
Employee number one was caught by the tracks.
That's not good.
Yeah. The track hoe continued to run over employee number one. Employee number one sustained an amputation to one leg below the knee and blunt force trauma with internal injuries in the stomach area. Ooh. Employee number one succumbed to the injuries 6 grueling, horrible fucking days later. Ugh.
That's not very good.
No. Okay, so we got 2 serious penalties. That guy, initial penalty, more or less than $5,000?
More.
Initial penalty, $5,000. Current penalty was reduced, this guy. What do you think?
$8.
$2,300.
$8.
God damn, is this... What's that show where the guy talks about the price being right and shit?
The Unexplained with William Shatner.
Yeah, so you can go just... You come in close, but not over? I'm going to give it to you. $2,500. You said $2,300.
You're referring to the prices, right?
I don't know.
Are we spaying or neutering our pets?
All I'm saying is I've operated not quite big equipment, but I've operated equipment before. And if I've been sitting for a couple minutes, I get out and check before I start moving again.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Especially if I'm going to be backing up and I'm not looking behind me. I mean, I do work around children, so I don't want to be running over some fucking kid.
Hey, you should have been with me at Arby's earlier.
I don't work directly with the fuckers. I just work around them.
All right. Story number 2. AGI Construction. That's Alpha Golf India, if you're doing your police call signs, right?
Wait, are you snapping at me?
No, I crushed a beer cap in my
hand. Oh, okay, because I was like, I am not paying
attention. We know you're not strong enough to crush a beer cap.
What is that?
A perfectly flat beer cap.
Oh, okay, Warwick. You paying attention now?
Yes.
You Wisconsin? Like midgets?
Wisconsin?
Warwick, Rhode Island. What do you think, this guy? Boat or hoe?
Boat, because Rhode Island
what
on the coast.
What was the first one?
Track hoe.
Oh. So yeah. I was right.
Wait, so you did hoe? You could have done hose?
What?
What? No.
Well, like, back hoe. Boats and hoes.
Yeah, track hoe.
But you could have done hose.
What do you mean?
It doesn't necessarily have to be the same spelling if it's verbal. They could have done, like, a hydraulic hose.
Ah, lame.
Oh, see? He should chime up more often.
Or just shut the fuck up.
I could have really...
Oh, I was going to swear, was I? Where's the swear jar? If we have, if we put a swear jar in
we'd
here,
all be broke.
No, no, we should put a swear jar, and that would pay for the alcohol for the show for the year.
But we'd just all be broke.
But I'd still be buying it, you thick spit of cocksucker.
No, I'd have to chip in more than half by far. Right.
I'd be paying for beer I don't even drink.
Beer is good.
Oh, I drank his beer last night because I ran out because pooped all over the bathroom.
No one needs to know the lead, part of it.
Yeah.
But the fact that you drank one of his nasty-ass beers kind of disturbs me.
I drank both of them. That was all there was.
But he wouldn't have drank them anyway. Yeah, the yeast in them would have probably given him a yeast infection.
Investigation number.
I like the way it itches.
695-10.015. Come on, funny feeling.
I think it's a hoe story.
You think it's a hoe story? I missed the entire lead.
Because it's construction.
Oh.
Where the hell did you get from construction?
You said the name of the company was the construction company.
Oh, yeah. AGI Construction.
Yeah. Maybe they're constructing something.
At approximately 1:45 p.m. on November 12, 2014, an employee, a laborer, that's Kwanzaa, was preparing a pipe fusion machine. A backhoe was being used. We got to start this shit earlier in the day.
No, you got to drink less, motherfucker.
Judgmental.
Oh, damn. Put a dollar in the jar.
A backhoe was being used to support a pipe fusion machine, which was being prepared for operation at the edge of the excavation.
Edge.
What?
The backhoe operator was inside the backhoe with the engine running. The foreman and the employee were working at the side of the trench, preparing the fusion machine. God, this sounds like Back to the Future or something. The backhoe was not holding the weight of the fusing machine.
Fusion.
Not holding the weight.
It's a fusion, by the way, not fusing.
It says fusing, clearly.
But it's... No, it does not. It is a... Yeah. You've already stated the fact that it's a fusion. Yeah.
Preparing the fusion machine.
There
the
you
track
go.
Hole was not we'll holding the weight of the fusing machine.
Okay. Give him a break. He drives a Ford fusing.
Yeah. But was this is very confusion.
Yeah.
But was being used to secure it in case it fell. The employee was on the right side of the fusion machine, attaching the hoses to the machine. Boats and hoses. See? Following this, he attempted to stand up when he was struck by the arm of the backhoe.
Oh, great sound effect.
Yeah.
Wow, scared me.
The employee was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. According to the statement of the backhoe operator, he was attempting to close the rear-facing window when his safety vest caught one of the backhoe control levers, causing the arm top strike the employee. I think they mean causing the arm to strike the employee.
Oh,
that fucking PPE shit's not good.
No,
like I was telling
we talk about
gloves.
Reflective
vest.
Yeah, yes. The guy wearing a reflective vest in his crack hole.
Like I was telling my coworker earlier today, most of the time, safety equipment just gets you hurt.
Yeah. I had a bunch of folks with me today. We had to do a field trip out to a truck stop.
Arby's.
And we had to wear high viz. What's that?
Drug stop Arby's?
Yeah. No.
The best kind of Arby's.
This was after Arby's.
So you had to go work with a bunch of other drooling retards?
Yeah. So
hey, that's a dollar. Put a dollar in the jar.
Because it's going to like a fucking be a beer bottle that we put our
No, because then you got to break it out, top of the bottle out to get it out. That's a beer tab.
How'd it get in there?
You dropped it.
How did I get a beer tab in a beer bottle?
We're not giving you credit for bending it, bitch.
Yeah, I folded it out.
I bent it for him and put it in there.
My bare hands.
Yeah. Tough guy.
Yeah.
We see the two pairs of pliers
right,
you have over there.
So the PPE caused the accident.
Yeah. Because the guy in the vehicle wearing high vis shit for people outside the vehicle snagged the goddamn levers because he was trying to close the window because it got chilly or hot or something.
So you had the story about high res.
Your own work. Yeah, we were working on the reservation on the High Plains. No,
Clint rolled up.
We had to go today to a
truck stop.
Did a work field trip, yeah. And I had to get high viz for everybody to wear. And I commented to them that in 25 years experience, working in that type of environment, I would be more comfortable in camouflage because the high vis just gives the fucking idiots a target.
I can attest to that. I was only saved by a giant hole in the ground.
Yeah.
And so this week at work, our company was purchased.
Oh, again?
By another Dutch company. But today...
Dutch?
No.
Oh.
No more.
It was a Dutch company.
No, we're no longer owned by the blind company.
So you're owned by a company that could see.
I see.
Yeah. So as the evil overlords... coming through our facility there, every one of them has on like every piece of overpriced PPE you could ever imagine. I mean, they were like high vis, hard hat, safety shield, safety glasses,
metatarsal guards.
Yes, the high vis shirts. With the company logo across them, high vis vest.
They probably had rubbers on.
Definitely. And as they were walking through there, yeah. The brand new work shoes, you know?
Yeah.
Like the straight out of the box. Like these
are Red Wing, top of the line.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Walking through there, trying to shake their hand.
Pause. Yeah. Like I say, Red Wing is not top of the line. My Timberland Pros are pretty fucking good.
Okay.
Better than my Red Wings.
All right.
Go ahead.
I wear Timberland Pros also. So.
They're nice, aren't they?
I've never had Red Wings, so I can't say that, ever.
I bought Red Wings, and they were like Brahma brand. So it wasn't even the brand that the brand was supposed to be.
I got like a pair of Klein sneakers.
Yeah.
The steel-toed sneakers and stuff. Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I can only imagine.
Fucking terrible.
I just started wearing Doc Martin steel toes, and they wear out in about 3 fucking weeks, and you get another pair because they come unstitched. It's the non-slip sole for me.
The Timberland Pros are the best work boots I've ever had. That's my second.
Slippage around the old water cooler, is there? Desk jockey.
I'm talking about the previous 25 years of my career.
Don't make a fuck to me. You
say. Hey, why don't you come over and look at the stains on my pants? I was lifting lids today and shit.
Lids of what? Trash cans? Looking for fucking what?
His soda sandwich?
No, no.
Arby's sandwich.
I was lifting lids of trash cans, throwing away to boxes of the Harbor Freight fucking PPE that I had to buy.
Yeah.
Anyways, continue your story.
I forgot.
All the new people showing up.
They weren't new people. They were the evil overlords.
They're not new?
Well,
their equipment was new.
Well, all their shit was fucking doing stuff. They wandered through the whole building shaking hands and fucking like they were the greatest thing. I'm thinking, no, I've played this fucking song and dance bullshit before. About another month or so, half of us will be fucking gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get yelled at for not wearing gloves in front of the overlords?
Oh, I hate wearing gloves to work in.
Did you hear me honk the other day when I saw you?
I did hear somebody honk.
Fuck yeah.
When you went past me?
Yeah, on the freeway.
You know, I was doing the coffee run.
Is that what you're doing?
I thought you were... That might end.
Silly me, I thought you were working.
Nah. I didn't recognize the car, though.
It was the Lincoln or the Mustang? Did it go? Eh.
I don't remember. I
mean, Doppler effect changes it all.
Or did it go?
I don't know.
Huh?
I figured it was you though, but I didn't text you because I don't give a shit.
Yeah. No fines, no fees, no penalties.
For the PPE killing somebody.
Yeah.
So if PPE kills somebody, there's no fines or fees or penalties. Good to know.
Very good to know.
Boat or hoe? Walcott, New York.
Boat. Because you've done 2 hoes already.
Boat, because I've done 2 hoes already.
Yep.
It's a boat story. Investigation number 20088-1233. Main guy talking. On July 7th.
He wants so badly to have a gavel.
I'll have a gavel.
Well, you got a booby bell right there. Use it.
A what?
Oh.
The booby bell.
Your Hector Salamanca bell.
On July 17th, 2006, employee number one and a co-worker slash partner. I didn't mean slash. I meant it was a hyphen. Co-worker hyphen partner.
So they were fuck buddies?
Oh.
I don't know. Well, he never left his buddy behind.
FWBs.
We're replacing a cable on a boat hoist at a private residence. They were in the water, a working
boat
with
hoist at a private residence.
Yeah. Okay. It's like Kennedy compound shit.
Yeah.
They were in the water working with hand tools when they both sustained electric shocks.
Oh, shit.
The co-worker managed to get out and then saw employee number one going under the surface. Thinking the situation was safe, the co-worker went back in to help his partner.
Oh, shit. Like a control room.
Only to receive more shocks.
Oh. Like, how far in did he get before he realized it was shocking him again?
Up his neck.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm diving into the water, or did I wade into the water?
Employee number one was killed, and the co-worker sustained shock injuries, including damage to his heart.
Oh, shit.
He also suffered from multiple infections, including in his lungs.
What?
He inhaled a little bit of water.
Wow.
I don't think I want to
Okay, but does it say the cause? What was the cause?
Fatality, electric shock. It doesn't say.
Apparently, I want to know what shocked him.
I'd guess the boat hoist.
But they were in the water working with... I don't understand it.
Working with hand tools. Which yeah. are not electrified.
Right. So unless, like this guy said, was it the hoist that
something was electrified on somewhere.
Or something? Maybe gone to ground through the...
That's a very good question.
Yeah, I want to know the root cause of that.
Okay. And perhaps we'll know when we get to the penalty part.
Okay.
It might explain everything.
I'm anxiously waiting for something here.
No fines, no fees, no penalties.
I'm so disappointed. But you're so fucking overjoyed, you cocksucker. You fucking asshole. Look at the joy on his face.
All I gotta say is I don't think I wanna have a boat anywhere near anything that any water that has
you
chance
don't want
of giving
any
me infections.
You don't want to get bit by the electricons?
I'm still waiting for root cause of that situation. Damn it.
Yeah, that's a sad one. Mm-hmm. Shocking. You might.
Why did you have to look down at your notes to read shocking?
Because I'm doing deep research. And that one may be wet. Ventura, California. You want another boat story?
No, there's a hoe story.
This might be a boat story.
It's a hoe story.
There's a hoe story?
Hoe story. Ventura, California. Definitely a hoe.
Even if it's on a boat, it's a hoe story.
It's a hoe story.
Investigation number 2024-62354. On August 5th, 2005, employee number one and a coworker the drunk is...
He's already fucking winded.
I think he's stroking out right there.
The drunk is strong with this one.
He is winded. Bent over tie his shoe.
Employee number one and a coworker were removing a 65-foot mast weighing approximately 1,000 pounds from a 55-foot wooden boat, which was stored in a yard. You know what this is all about?
A boat.
A mastectomy.
Ha, ha, ha.
A, quote, bowline rope was placed around the mast, and employee number one hooked it to the crane. The tail. Because that...
Yeah.
The tail.
Yeah.
It's like pussy, right?
No. Quinn? Keep going. No.
Muff?
No.
Snatch?
No.
Winker?
No one cares.
Was wrapped...
Did you call it a winker?
Yeah. You ever had somebody wink off at you? That's what happens after the
game. I don't need definition. I do not need it. You can just turn back to the computer screen and start reading again. I just asked for a little bit of clarification, not a story to go with it.
The tail of the rope was then wrapped into rolling hitches along the lower part of the mast. That's like a cock ring for a boat.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Keep going. Doing good.
The bowline,
proud of you,
quote unquote, was attached approximately 20 feet from the bottom of the mast. That's right above the nuts.
Wait, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep reading.
Isn't it weird that the words mast and shaft rhyme perfectly? The cables which hold the mast to the boat.
Man, we gotta start putting this shit on YouTube just so we can become an
like
anti-drinking ad, man. Holy shit, listen to him over.
Do I need to take over?
This is your brain on podcast.
Do I need to take over?
Go ahead.
The cables which then hold the mast to the boat were then removed, wrapped with a rope, and secured the mast for storage. Why would you replace cables with rope if you've already got the cable wrapped around it?
Because it doesn't have ropes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you got all those fancy knots and shit that go with boating, yeah. And you can't tie that shit in cable, so you have to do it in rope, just so you look like a bigger pompous ass while you're on your fucking boat.
I bought a guitar on .com that said doesn't have ropes.
Oh.
I was very surprised. This guitar didn't have any fucking strings.
Oh.
Guillermo was...
unfamiliar.
Yeah.
With the terminology.
Probably you are, too, because unfamiliar.
Oh.
The cables which hold the mast to the boat were then removed. Okay. The employee number one and the co-worker were located on either side of the mast. You say either or either?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you ask this guy over here to correct me first? Because I so appreciate that.
It depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Either side of the mast, and were each holding a, quote, tagline. The crane started lifting the mast up and out of the hole in the deck. And it had reached about 1 foot above the deck when the mast started to tilt.
Oh, poor rigging.
Employee number one and the co-worker were holding the mast and the tagline, attempting to control the tilt.
Oh, run. Run. When it starts to tip, run. Run. That mast is not worth your fucking life.
The co-worker saw that they were not able to stop the tilt. So he let go of the tagline, but employee number one continued holding onto the mast and the tagline and was lifted up in the air until he let go of the tagline and fell approximately 15 to 20 feet to the ground.
Shit.
That motherfucker got trebuchet. Employee number one, this is, I don't think this
I think your humor in this is pretty sick.
Yeah, I don't think we should be left.
We're not. You are.
This is not funny. Employee number one suffered multiple fractured ribs and a pulmonary contusion and was hospitalized for treatment.
So he scratched his heart? Is that what pulmonary contusion means?
Yeah, he went...
What the fucking hell are you on?
I think it was the landing. I'm pretty sure it was the landing.
This is probably a Wednesday for these two. Sitting on a Wednesday.
Oh my gosh, they're like spasmaticking out.
Wait till they bring over the third one and they all get in their own little fucking language and shit going on.
Googity googity.
Autistic to autistic speak.
Yes.
Okay.
Holy shit. Hey,
you know what's different about this one? There's a penalty.
Good.
Finally. Yeah.
You're still spazzing out? What?
Do the initial and current penalty match, research department?
Absolutely yes.
Yes. Fuck me.
Yes.
All right, this guy, the initial and current penalty don't match.
Ha-ha.
I'm going to read a penalty, and you tell me if it's initial or current.
Oh, my hell. You just turned five.
Okay, is this initial or current? 1,080.
A-T?
I'm having a hard time.
A-T.
Yeah.
It's Cohen.
1080.
Current.
That is the current penalty. Very good.
I assume so because it was small.
What do you think?
Like your pee-pee.
A lot bigger than my small pee-pee.
What are you saying? A story about a mast. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Initial penalty. That guy.
Yes.
That guy.
So the current penalty is $1,080.
All right.
Was the initial penalty $10,800? Was it reduced by a factor of 10?
No.
Do you understand
10%.
I clearly said no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh? He clearly said no.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
That guy can
clearly.
Yeah. It was 10,800.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
you. You feel fucking stupid now, don't you?
Yeah.
Let the record show that guy just took his headset off. Hey, we got another story. You ready?
Yes.
This one has to do with boats. I'm not even going to fucking pretend it doesn't.
Okay.
Clewiston, Florida. This happened at 4305 Bomber Road, Bartow, Florida. Bomber.
I've never been to Florida.
That makes two of us.
You ever been bombed?
No.
Investigation.
You're on this podcast. We bomb every fucking week.
Okay.
Fortunately for us, we don't do it every week.
You ever been successful?
No.
Investigation number 17816.015. Oh, this is interesting. This is really
interesting. If you could read it straight, it'd be interesting. By the time you're fucking done with it, nobody's going to give a shit.
No, I'm trying to talk to you while my eyes focus so I can read it. What?
I didn't say anything, fuckface.
Okay.
Oh, you're well-loved today.
Put one in the tip jar. At 10:30 a.m. on May 24th, 2012, employee number one and employee number two...
The deuce, as we like to call it.
We're operating, airboats. Is the airboat that thing where you sit in the front and it's got a big fan in the back?
Yeah.
That's it.
And they were operating these airboats with a seat in the front and a fan in the back within a stormwater treatment area. The fuck does that mean?
It's like the Poop Lagoon, but for stormwater.
Yes.
Oh, okay. They got poop lagoons big enough for a boat?
It's Florida. It's all poop.
Yeah,
it's wall-to-wall poop in Florida.
All right. Employee number one.
Throw in a neutrino and you're good to go.
Employee number one made a wrong turn into a stormwater treatment area. Well, they said they were within it. How do you make a wrong turn into something you're already in?
He went deeper into it.
Oh.
Right up the old turd hole.
The plunge.
You didn't see the big, giant, brown-stained entrance.
Okay. Employee number one made a wrong turn into a stormwater treatment area and made a sharp turn to avoid impacting the cervix. I mean, the embankment lined with trees. As employee number one turned, he cut across the path of the second boat. Okay, yeah. So
like a T-boat collision?
Yeah, so employee number one and employee number two were in different boats. It's all coming together now.
Well, that was kind of obvious.
Literally, it's really going to come together. He cut across the path of the second boat, who struck the lead boat on the right rear side.
Fucking pit maneuvered him?
Yeah. The sudden impact hurled employee number two into the propeller guard of the lead boat, severing...
Ooh.
His upper torso.
What?
Cut it in half.
But how did he get severed through the guard?
That's a pretty shitty guard.
Well, unless the impact caused the guard to bend.
At which point the guard becomes a guideline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is the gators fed good that night.
Yeah. The passenger. There was
that
a passenger.
Not proper English, but that's okay. Me to correct everybody about the English over there, just so I can drop the fucking bomb.
I was saying it in the southern accent.
Is that good? Okay, just make all excuses you want, but that's okay.
The passenger that was in the lead boat.
Do we need to comment on that chrome dome of yours tonight?
Ooh, received head injuries and a dislocated knee, much like this guy. He was thrown into the water and later hospitalized. Yeah, this guy got fucking cut in half.
Pudding. Game over.
Yeah.
Dewey Cox story.
Dewey what?
Dewey Cox.
I can't remember all that movie. Other than the fact that, like, you don't want any of this. You don't want to do that.
Him and his older brother have a machete fight in the barn.
Is that the one with penises?
A lot of them, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's right up your alley.
I don't go for that kind of monkey shines. Hey, you want to hear a story about a penis?
Hear a story about what?
Gentry, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Christensen Land Surveying in Springdale.
Oh, this is a hoe one.
Yeah, that's Arkansas. It's a hoe.
Investigation number 2002-63374. The owner of a land surveying company was surveying a construction site for a fast food restaurant.
Arby's.
An employee was driving a track hoe in reverse. Well, this is where it gets interesting. As employee number one rotated the track hoe, the left track ran over and crushed the surveying company owner.
Oh, shit.
You'd think a guy that does surveying would know where to stand.
You would think you're trying to avoid running over the guy that fucking fills out your paycheck.
Well, the track hoe operator did not see the owner until the heavy equipment had already run over him.
Oh, that stain looks familiar.
Yeah. The owner suffered fatal crushing injuries from his feet to his upper chest. I tell you about the time I ran over a dove and the head popped off. I think this is probably what happened here.
That sounds fair.
You appear to be completely disengaged at this point.
If I look at you, you just keep going. If I
ignore
you,
they're both looking at porn right now. They're
I'm not looking. I'm not looking at porn.
No fines, no fees, no penalties. Marquette or Marquet or Marquette Services Inc. Winfield, West Virginia.
Marquette.
Marquette. Marquant.
I think the Mothman's from there.
Yeah, the Mothman. Mailing address is in Ashland, Kentucky, for some fucking reason. Okay, initial penalty, $1,950. Current penalty reduced to $1,200. We're just going to cut to the fucking chase here.
About the Kentucky?
Because I don't want to hear you talk.
What do you mean you don't want to hear me talk?
Investigation number, 200-632263. On April 19th, 2010. That's almost Mustang Day.
April Fool's Day.
You got to pay your taxes, right? You pay taxes?
Yes, I pay taxes. I pay way too much in taxes.
Employee number one was working as a trip pilot, and a coworker was working as a deckhand on a triple screw diesel powered three deck towboat known as the Misty Dawn.
So it was a tugboat.
So it's a towboat.
Okay. But I mean, for everybody else listening, it'd probably be like a tugboat.
Yeah.
You ever like to suck a woman's tugs?
And the triple...
What is a woman's tugs? Please explain.
Well, we're talking tugboat, towboat. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
No. You asked the question. Just explain it.
Toe. Tug. Toe.
Are you asking me if I suck a toe?
The two-man crew was hired to transport a barge from Ashland, Kentucky.
I don't know if those motherfuckers are close to my face, man.
To the Winfield, West Virginia area via the Ohio and Kanawha Rivers.
I make the research department wear socks.
While en route, the barge sank and was pushed to the side of the river and secured. So these guys are tugging this boat, or towing, if you prefer.
Yeah, because tugging,
Yeah, and then it went. Yeah. Bloop, 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 and
I just
sunk.
I just looked it up. A triple screw means it just has three propellers.
Yes. That was pretty self-explanatory.
I did not know that since we live in a desert.
Well, it's and it's not a propeller. It's almost a prop. I thought you knew everything about that.
Airplanes. Not boats.
Oh.
I'm completely different, even though they use nautical and bolt.
He's young. You don't have to prop it up.
He's not a nautical dude.
Employee number one contacted the U.S. Coast Guard.
I wish his headphones worked.
To inform them of the sunken barge. The U.S. Coast Guard instructed the crew to pilot the Misty Dawn to a nearby plant where they
Misty
would meet
Dawn.
And gather information.
Somehow I just want to look up Misty Dawn. That is such a porn fucking name.
Yeah,
I mean, the research department is already on it right now. Misty
I think that might be
Dawn.
my next podcast name.
Yes.
I don't know. When I close my eyes and imagine Misty Dawn, I envision bruising.
Okay, so I have to be very, very careful because I have one buddy whose wife is actually named Misty and another friend whose wife is
Dawn.
Dawn. So I have to be very lightly in this situation.
So they say, hey, take this fucking Misty Dawn.
At least one of them listens.
To a nearby plant.
No, more than that.
Upon
at least one.
Yeah.
You want to talk about weeds or ferns or you
weeds?
Want to talk about plants?
Let's
upon
go.
Arrival at the plant, the Coast Guard boarded the Misty Dawn.
There was a rival at the plant?
The Coast Guard instructed the crew to return the sunken barge.
Abandoned ship.
And monitor the tow. See?
Oh, no.
Mm. What you got there?
Research break.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Research complete.
Misty Dawn.
What about it?
She's Asian.
Foot
huh?
fetish.
Oh,
beauty.
I'm out.
Misty Dawn removes her hot high heels and uses her super wrinkled soles.
Oh, go shut the fuck up. I'm covering that right there.
So we know she's not a redhead because they don't have soles.
Ooh. Talk about soles of feet. You give me that fucking thing. You done.
Yeah. As the Misty Dawn was piloted downriver to the sunken tow.
That'll be known that the research department has had her phone taken away and thrown across the room.
The crew noticed from the wheelhouse that the front of the boat was taking on water. You're pissing on
so
your
the,
feet?
Wait, so the National Guard boat's taking on water too?
No, this is the Misty Dawn still. Uh-oh.
The co-worker obtained
piss
a
on
flashlight,
your feet?
Exited the wheelhouse, and went down.
He's retarded.
Have you ever had dirty feet?
No, when I had my PA in, I pissed on my fucking feet all the time.
Okay.
Well, all right then.
And went down the upstairs only to find water rushing in on the sides of the boat. That sounds kind of familiar. The coworker attempted to return to the wheelhouse, but was knocked from the boat by the rushing water. When the coworker rose to the surface, the boat was underwater.
What? It sunk that fucking fast?
Yeah.
Like the HMS Hood.
Well, the downstairs is the hole.
Oh, the HMS Hood. I only remember it from that Johnny Horton song, so.
Oh, I was thinking Clitoral.
No, the British ship, Hood.
It was sunk by the Bismarck, and it hit
Clitoral.
The first shell hit the waterline. The men, they knew she couldn't last. Yeah. That's actually from the song.
It is.
This is Patreon exclusive all over it.
Where's my phone? You
fucking, I threw it away.
Employee number one did not escape the wheelhouse and was later recovered from the wheelhouse.
Deservingly.
By a rescue team.
Deservingly.
That was a funny story.
Yeah. What do you got about Misty Dawn?
He threw her phone away. We don't know.
Our phone is now joining the other microphone over there in the corner of the room.
Did you throw it?
I see four stacked up over there.
The one with the big fucking dent that he hurled across the room.
They're all dead, did you?
Check season one.
I got a temper.
Speaking of season one, you have to be on Patreon to listen to it, so join.
Yes. You want to hear how it all started.
And you're going to hear even more of the fuck words.
Oh, yeah. Misty Dawn is a former adult industry performer. Dawn acted in adult films and videos and was an exotic dancer.
I like my story better.
No. Wait, this is good. This has a local connection.
Oh.
She
Meryl Streeped.
You don't want to know the worst thing of all is we were at a party one night.
And you saw Misty Dawn?
No, I can't remember. We were at, where were we at?
Oh.
And it was like a legitimate real porn star.
Yeah.
And like one of our other friends, I had no idea who she was, but recognized her as a porn star. And she proceeded to tell a whole lot of porn stories through the course of this. And it was like a dinner party.
You've been sitting on this for a fucking hour and a half?
Not an hour and a half. It just came up just like, bing. Yeah. Wow. I've eaten dinner with a porn star. Like a legitimate.
But I can't remember her name.
I can't remember. And she was
hot dogs or oysters?
She was an 80s porn star also.
Yes.
Because she was very, very long in the tooth when we had seen her.
So she had a very funky.
What?
Nothing.
No. I couldn't tell you anything about that. I couldn't tell you nothing about any part of her body other than, like, I didn't even know who the fuck she was. I did look it up, though, afterwards.
Yes.
Right?
Of course you did. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, after we left the party.
You took the research in hand.
Was it Casey Lane?
No. I would know that one for sure. Because, you know, she'd rather eat rancid tuna fish out of a, with broken glass. Out of a. I cannot remember the porn star's name. I cannot remember anything about that. It was so, like.
It was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, it was technically so insignificant though at the time that it just didn't stick with.
In Utah, right?
Yes, and she lives in Utah.
Was it Asia Carrera?
No.
Was it Belladonna?
No.
Doesn't ring a bell.
She's from Utah.
Not from Utah. She lives in Utah.
Okay.
She
Harrison
had
Ford
and she, no, but it was not like part. We weren't eating in Park City. It was like North fucking Ogden. So let's tell you,
Chicogden.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's not a lot of money in the old dick sucking industry.
No, and like her.
Which
her,
Arby's was it?
It wasn't her, even her in
current,
an Arby's.
Like her current husband didn't know this about her until not because of the. I mean, he was aware of it by the time, but he did not know her as a porn star. She was working as a cashier at a fucking gas station and shit. That should tell you anything. But we were there with another friend who, like, straight up fucking recognized her, and her husband was friends with somebody fucking else, and this is something that had been all kind of just not mentioned, not said.
How do you not mention that?
Well, like, if you're, you marry a fucking porn star.
I'm not marrying a porn star.
Are you telling your buddy that you're marrying
a porn star?
No.
Or this is just somebody unrecognizable, no nothing, right? So it didn't come up. but it came up with like one of our friends.
Came.
That's funny because one of our friends recognized her
because he came
at the table. Oh, he had mentioned several times that through his formative years, he had masturbated several times, and he was very blatant about this at the fucking dining room table.
Did he whip it out and rub one?
He did not right at the table, but...
Because I don't like that Arby's horsey
stuff. I don't know, because his lower half was under the table, so you couldn't really see what he was doing
but, I mean,
under
like,
the table.
I did
give
not...
Give himself a foot job.
But I still...
Or somebody else did.
But I still was kind of, like, surprised. Like, her husband knew who she was. But, like, the persons whose house we were at did not know that that was her former career and stuff.
A private dining residence. This was a party, like an intimate party.
Like it was like a dining party, like some kind of wine fucking tasting bullshit.
I can't people imagine you me to going this
fucking,
to that.
Yeah, people invite me to this fucking trash like I know fucking wine. But obviously, that...
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm out.
We need cameras in here.
Wow.
I can't. Okay, so Misty Dawn was married to John Holmes. Johnny Wadd?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know what they called John Holmes when they didn't call him Johnny Wadd? They called him the Yuma Tripod.
Dirt Dangler, basically. That's what that movie was about.
Yeah, yeah. So Misty Dawn, also known as Marla Lee Gardner, Lori Holmes, Lori Rose, or Lori Holmes... They spelled it differently.
Laura Palmer?
Wrote a book.
Wait, what happened to the story about the boat? Did we ever finish that?
Yeah, Johnny Wadd tipped the man in the boat over, and...
He really hugged my phone somewhere, because I do not see it anywhere. He really took my phone away.
All right, from employee number one, the Industrial Accident Podcast, I've been Rear Lieutenant Nathan Higgers. I've been joined by this guy.
Came and went.
That's Dutch. Research department, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, but...
We gotta wait for that guy, because he's taking a leak. He's got his cock in his hand waiting for another earthquake.
He's not singing, though.
What?
He's not singing. No, he's...
He sings when he flips his jewels?
He was a little upset about the C-U-N-T word.
We don't like cunt?
No,
I love cunt. Nothing. We're just talking about you. When I write your real name fast, it looks like the word cunt. All right.
Nope.
You know where the bathroom is.
A lot of foam in that beer, man. I can't deal with it.
Right. Good night, Pukes.
We didn't get his name.
Oh, yeah. I've been...
Whoa.
Wolfgang Puck.
Holy shit. I That's your fucking phone.
Oh, there's my phone.
Oh, she found her phone. Battery's still dead, though.
Where the fuck is mine?
It's right here. Right next to
you. If it was up your ass, you'd know.
Yeah, it'd be right next to your tongue.
That's right. That was pretty quick. I got to give him 10 points for that. Normally, I got to edit shit to make him seem that clever. But that was bang, bang right there.
I'm getting...
You're getting the...
Getting her drawers off.
Okay. Yep.
Dude, like, have you ever seen a pair of panties on a woman?
No.
Okay.